This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, coming to you today from KUER in Salt Lake City. The housing market is booming in the Salt Lake metro area. I noticed it driving from the airport on Tuesday, and new data from the Census Bureau reveals that the new homes are being built at a rate of 3 times the national average. That's the fastest rate for housing in any state nationwide. Nearly 24,000 housing units were added in the last year alone. Strong local economy, there are people moving in, lots of growth, and all that sounds like very good stuff. But it's also making places like Salt Lake City less affordable. Sean Tigan is a research director for the Utah Foundation, which just put out a report on housing affordability across the Beehive State. Welcome to The Takeaway, Sean.
So happy to be here.
Why are so many people moving to Utah?
Because it's awesome.
I mean, it is awesome. I mean, these mountains are amazing. But are there other reasons why people are coming here now?
You know, it's a beautiful place. There are all kinds of opportunities for recreation. But we've also, for the last 7 or so years, had one of the best economies in the nation.
And what about the demographics of the state? Are they changing with all this movement?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, so I think if you look back into previous decades, we could be portrayed as being mostly white, mostly LDS. That's definitely shifting. And if you look at our elementary school populations, you see that we have a sharp increase in Hispanic-Latino populations in the state.
So one of the things that what happens with population growth is people need places to live.
They certainly do.
So what is driving this increase in new homes? Where does that stand?
You know, we were behind the curve a little bit. And if you look back to 3 or 4 years ago, we weren't building enough homes to keep up with demand. We have lots and lots of babies in Utah, and we have a huge natural increase in population. But we just weren't building enough, and that has to do with maybe some of the repercussions and the hangover from the Great Recession and a whole host of other things. But we're finally now kind of trying to catch back up and build homes for folks so that they can live maybe in denser areas and in downtown areas, but also in kind of more suburb type places.
Was just what I was going to ask you when we talk about housing and looking at it from the New York perspective. It's housing is always going up because there's a limit of how much land we have. What is the plan? Does the local municipal government have a plan to make sure that affordable housing is built for a certain percentage of affordable housing is built for residents?
Yeah, so in Salt Lake City, for instance, and Salt Lake County, there are a lot of efforts toward building additional affordable housing and in other places along the Wasatch Front. But really, it's concentrated, I think, in the county and the city. And, you know, interestingly, I think in 2019, during the legislative session, the state stepped up and said, you know what, we're having a problem here. Let's figure something out. So they passed SB 34, which is affordable housing modifications, and that allows or really requires for local municipalities to come up with ideas for developing additional affordable housing. So they say, and they're not putting any strict guidelines on it. They're saying something like, "We need you to lower the." Kind of threshold in terms of your minimum lot sizes, or we need you to allow for more affordable housing and more multifamily housing in more areas. And it's those sorts of things that I think are going to have some effect on communities, particularly communities that in the past have been a little bit resistant to participating in the development of affordable housing.
Let's talk a little bit about the homelessness situation that existed here in Utah. There was a little more than a decade ago, Utah set a goal to end homelessness with a program known as Housing First. Has that model changed the landscape, and has it impacted what's happening today?
We didn't end homelessness. We wanted to. That was the idea.
That's the goal, right?
That was the goal. And I think we made some great strides toward that and had some really great successes around Housing First. What we're experiencing now is something a little bit different in that there had been over the past several years a large increase in homelessness again. And part of that was fueled with drug addiction and drug sales. And so the state really stepped in and said, hey, we have to do something. They implemented a pretty big effort to kind of break that up and put some people in jail. And that has spread and distributed really the homeless situation around kind of a larger area where it was really concentrated in a pretty small part of downtown.
And talking a little bit about affordability of housing around the state, has the rent gotten higher in the area?
Yeah. One of the things we found in our report is that if you look at the amount of money we're spending on our mortgages, that's actually decreased in the last 10 years. And if you adjust for inflation, the rents, on the other hand, have really increased. And really the housing kind of crunch that we're having here in Salt Lake City and in along the Wasatch Front and in Utah is really affecting those renters and first-time home buyers. If you had a mortgage before, so your house is worth double what it was 10 years ago. But if you're trying to buy a house now, or if you're renting and you've got no prospects for buying a house, that's really those are the populations that are really struggling, I think, under this economy.
Are there concerns about gentrification, or is it too early to say that that's an issue here?
No, it's definitely not too early. I think that we're finding that there are some neighborhoods that were quite affordable as few as 5 years ago, an area called Rose Park, an area called Glendale. Those were some pretty affordable areas. They're not so affordable anymore. They were close to downtown. If you don't have a lot of money, you're being forced to move kind of farther and farther outside of the downtown area.
We also know that there are some pretty big companies that are here in Salt Lake City, Netflix, for example, and other folks. Could that also be driving this population boom that you guys are seeing?
Yeah, so we have a bit of a tech boom, and that is definitely part of the boom, I guess, the economic boom that we're experiencing here. I think it's been kind of burgeoning over the last 20 years, but now I'd say over the past 5 years, it's really taken off in terms of what we call Silicon Slopes. Like if you look at our tech industry compared to Seattle or San Francisco or Denver, we actually per capita are kind of, we are really on the forefront. We have a lot of tech jobs and a lot of exciting tech startups coming out of the University of Utah and BYU and elsewhere.
Exciting changes to watch. Sean Tigan is research director for the Utah Foundation. Sean, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.